Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been talking about a prayer that we've been praying, and we've been sharing about what God's been doing as a result of that, of our prayers, and the prayers of many, you know, believers all across the country. We've been praying this prayer, is, "Dear God, end abortion, send revival." And we've been sharing quite a bit of just different news and different laws that are being passed. And there's a three-pronged plan. It's just a strategic plan to really see this come to an end. I mean, you're looking at 50-plus million children that have been aborted and killed since 1973, when Roe v. Wade actually made it legal. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of man, it's still illegal and murderous in the eyes of God,
right,
to kill and abort a baby. Well, you remember some time ago, there was an abortionist in Orlando, Pendergraph, James Pendergraph. He was shut down. They confiscated his stuff, and they took it all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the clinic is back up.
No.
Yes, it's back up, and this is really horrific. On their website, they're actually advertising Orlando's Women's Center. You can save $50 with a web coupon.
I mean, look, web coupon?
Look what this has come to. I mean, it's just horrific. I mean, you really think about it. What does this come to when you can offer a web coupon to get an abortion, to murder a child, only on Sundays? Sundays only.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. I am so serious. And the coupon says one coupon per patient. I mean, this is just evil. Now get this. He is no longer practicing, this abortionist.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's done, he's brought on six other abortionists to work in his clinic to perform these abortions. I mean, this abortionist was hit with a $36 million malpractice suit,
mm-hmm,
and he just continues to kind of keep going. And you look at just how horrific, how horrible this is, and we're talking about ill-gotten gain, my goodness, in business.
Wow.
He understands, you know, they ask him, how are you, you know, doing this? What's the deal? How is it that you know, you're back in this? And he says, well, I just got back to business as usual. This was his quote now. When they asked him, I just got back and do business as usual.
Mm.
And you're thinking, my goodness, listen, we are killing children in this country, and now we're offering a $50 coupon. $50 coupon. Well, you can get a discount on a Sunday only, one coupon per patient.
Wow.
I mean, does anyone not see that this is wrong?
Yes.
This is horrible. This is horrible. And they're advertising, obviously, no judgments, women only. We have staff that care for you. We're not going to judge you and all this different type of stuff. And it's like,
isn't that weird? The dichotomy of the whole thing is that we're caring for people while we're actually
killing people. Right,
like,
yeah.
Wow, there's so many lies being told today. It's just like, where is the truth? You couldn't think this many lies could actually be told. And the thing about it is, most who buy into the lie know it's a lie. It just benefits them.
They just need something to believe, lie to believe, anything that will pacify my conscience. But the truth is, it's not going to pacify your conscience before God. I mean, there's studies that show that women who have suffered horrifically years of torment. That's why Wisconsin just passed that law that basically says that every abortion that's going to take place, everyone's going to have an abortion, she must have an ultrasound so she can know, have full disclosure, exactly what is in her womb. I mean, you have abortionists that are telling women that it's just a tissue. No, it's a baby. It's a baby. We have video. You can see on the torch that actually shows you what a 20-week-old fetus looks like. Well, let me tell you something. I mean, fingers, they feel pain. It's astonishing. It's half the full term. It's 20 weeks. And you can look at this baby and say, my goodness. And we need to start sharing with others. We really need to start sharing the reality. And what you're seeing is a wave across the country where eyes are beginning to open. You're seeing laws that are beginning to change. You're seeing businesses that are being shut down, abortion clinics that are closing because they're going after the money. I mean, there's one of the strategies is that a lot of these abortions that are taking place are because of these young girls that have been violated by some man, and they've gotten pregnant, and they're under the age, they're children, they're teenagers, and these abortionists that are conducting abortions, but they're not reporting to the police that this man impregnated this child, basically. Well, hello, that's against the law. And so there's an organization out of Texas that has put all these attorneys, they will put all the commercials out and everything. They're just getting behind them to say, listen, we're going to end this. We're going to end this. We're going to stop this bloodletting. How are we going to see a great move of God happen across this country when we're offending God and we've got blood on our hands and we've turned the cheek? And we've turned the cheek. And I'll tell you that we need to be for the whole life. We need to be for the whole child. From the time that the child's born until that child gets in trouble. It's amazing that, you know, you can have a religious spirit and look down at someone. And it's like, wait a second. This young lady, this couple, they kept the child. Let's do what we can do to help them come to know Christ. Help this child not be a statistic, and what maybe came out of a bad situation, let's believe that God's going to turn it for good.
Yeah. And understanding that, too, because this is where a lot of folks do. They hear that and go, well, you know, that's them and not me.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is what God told Josiah. Israel's gone.
Mm.
Or you would say America's gone because of this innocent bloodshed.
Yeah.
There's too much bloodshed. So if we want to keep America, this has got to end. Just for selfish reasons alone, you cannot divide yourself from what's happening in your land that's a government by the people and for the people, which means God sees you and me and us as the leaders here.
That's right.
We're actually loaning or hiring people, if you would, 530-some-odd people to go to Washington, D.C., to work under us and represent us there. And we're telling them presently, because that they're voting in the way that we are actually asking to vote, that, you know, whatever, no big deal. Big deal, lose country. If you lost Israel, you can lose America. The innocent bloodshed. Dear God, end abortion, sin, revival.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.